And I'll look at it at 5:30. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Bri, would you do the invocation, please?
Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and Lord, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this community we live in and our state and our country, Lord. We just pray that with all the conflict going on around the world and in the United States, Lord, that you would just, we know you're in control. We just pray that you could heal the hearts of those that are involved. Lord, we just ask you now that you would be with this meeting and I would be done according to your will. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I have a proclamation that for the American Red Cross, but I didn't have any American Red Cross representative show up, so I'm sort of going to do an abbreviated version. Whereas March is American Red Cross Month, a special time to recognize and thank volunteers and everyday heroes, those who reach out to help their neighbors when they are in need. The American Red Cross has been dedicated to serving people in need since founding by Clara Barton over 140 years ago in May 21, 1881. The Hill Country chapter was chartered in December 1917 as World War I was nearing its end. And around the world, across the country, and here in the Hill Country, the American Red Cross responded to hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, wildfires, and home fires. Our storm of February 2021 introduced a host of challenges. In addition to the widespread electrical outage disaster, responders were faced with impassable road systems, frozen water, and fuel shortages. Our responders were required to innovate. We supported the life-saving warming center set up by government agencies and community partners with supplies and logistical assistance, such as 3,356 cots, 465 blankets, 300 comfort kits, 2,000 shelf-stable meals, 45 pallets of water, and 500 cleanup kits. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the power vested in me as the mayor of the city of Llano that March 2022 be declared American Red Cross Month.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay! I have one public comment. Matt? Good evening, sir.
I am here on behalf of the Red Top Jail, and I just wanted to thank every one of you for the support that you've given us. You make the event center available to us every year, and we had a very, very successful garage sale this past week.
Good.
So I want to thank every one of you for that support. We exceeded our goal. We set an initial goal of about 3,000. We came in higher than that. We actually came in a little higher than what we did pre-COVID. So back in February of 20 was the last garage sale just before the bad news hit us on COVID in March. So we exceeded that number, which surprised us because we thought after the freeze in February, we had to move the date back another month so that, you know, our advertising that confused our advertising as well as the people that were able to rent booth space there. So anyway, we couldn't have done that without you. We'd appreciate that.
Thank you.
The second thing I wanted to do was just give you some feedback on the arena. I probably haven't gone there as long as most of you have, but I tell you, I'm just so impressed with the way that looked. You know, the event center, the support that we got from both Scott and Jamie, that place is just, it's spotless. fact, the restrooms, I think, are cleaner than most restaurants that I go to. So they deserve that feedback, and I hope you guys will recognize them.
I think so, too. Most definitely. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your hard work, too.
Yes. And I just want to say, I think that the garage sale was a success because Ethan found an air hockey.
That's right. We got an air hockey, a miniature air hockey table that actually you've got batteries and does the air hockey table stuff. About that big. And I've been teaching him that you can't win at everything all weekend long.
Teaching by example.
Moving on to the consent agenda items. There are four of them there. We've got the regular call minutes. Deputize Rob Wilson and Kim Wagner as deputy city secretary. Approval of a request for Chuck Wagon to waive the rental fees. And the acceptance of the annual racial profile filing from Chief Scoggins. Can I hear a motion?
I'd like to move to move item B, the deputy city secretary, deputy city attorney item down to the regular agenda, but approve the other three.
All right.
I'll second you.
I have a motion and a second on the floor to approve items A, C, and D. Any questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to the regular agenda items, we will go to a consent agenda item B, authorize the city secretary to deputize Rob Wilson and deputy chief as deputy chief attorney and Kim Wagner as deputy city secretary by Brenda Poe. And what do you have to say?
Just kind of the reason behind, I mean, we've kind of talked about in the past about the deputy city secretary, but we haven't had one before. So just kind of the like reasonings why we want to do that. And then have we ever had a deputy city attorney or why we're like, why we're kind of doing that or just the purpose or?
The deputy city attorney is so that we can do abatement cases. State law reads that only a city attorney can hear those, and because Rob is our prosecutor and not quote unquote city attorney, he would have to be named as a city attorney. Deputy city secretary would allow her to sign for Brenda if she's not there and do some other paperwork things. That's about all.
And we also told her that when she got her qualifications that we would do
would,
that.
Right.
We told her that in December.
Then we said we would talk about it and move to do that. And it says there's no financial impact associated with each of these.
No.
So there's not raised
any. No, nothing associated with either one of them.
So as she asked the question, I just want clarification. You said we've never had a city attorney?
Yes.
Or we have.
We have not ever deputized a city attorney.
Had the deputized
one. She was saying
one.
Yes, and you were saying no. I was just curious.
Well, we've had one. Rob Wilson has been the prosecutor for the city for.
Deputized.
No, it's not deputized.
To do these abatement cases I think, in municipal court, we have to. It has to be handled by a city attorney.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that would save us, $165 an hour for them to drive down here.
To drive down here.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
That's all I got. I move to accept.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Larry will second. Somebody will second.
I have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Discussion and possible action regarding a contract with Strategic Government Resources, SGR, for the purposes of hiring an interim finance director. Ms. Erica?
As y'all know, we haven't had a finance director in a while. This would allow us to kind of a trial before you have to pay. It also ensures that if within, you know, 30 days we don't think she's working out, or whomever, that we could call them and say, hey, send us somebody else. It is pretty pricey. We do have some excess funds and personnel that we can use. This woman that we interviewed that has the contract with SGR has Income 9 experience. She's a certified government financial officer. I think she will be a great fit, and it is possible at some point that she could be permanent.
She's willing to move to Lano?
I don't know if she'd be willing to move, but she'd be willing to drive back and forth.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
she's fairly local?
Georgetown.
Gotcha.
Be driving this way in the morning and driving the night.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. She's got her directions right, that's for sure. And so you said excess salary funds in the amount of $25,000. Is that for, like, how long is that for?
That's 2 months.
That's a 2 month time period?
Yes, that's 2 months. And it may be a little less than that, but that's a good.
If she agrees to it, or we find somebody or whatever. Okay. And that would, when you say from the salary fund, that would come out of that spreadsheet that
yes,
we got.
Yes, last meeting.
They do quite an extensive background check.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't think they even suggest people unless they're extremely qualified.
And we're pretty confident in those numbers,
yes.
Like that we got the other day. And
yes.
Like we're, okay.
I'll move for approval, because we've got to have a finance director.
Amen.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the Director of Water and Wastewater Operation, Josh Becker, and Mayor Pro Tem Kara Gilliland to form a utility extension advisory group. Mr. Josh?
This is something that's been on the line for a while now, and I've talked to a couple of different councilmen over the past 6 months about it. I got with Kara a couple weeks ago, and she's now in Atlanta full time. So we now have the time and resources to start moving forward. Basically, me and Kara are going to reach out to a couple of different interested parties in town and just kind of have a meet at lunch or meet in the afternoon here and there when we have time to do it and come up with some defined rules on how to handle utility extensions, because right now we're basically going off of the subdivision ordinance and there's definitely gray areas in that.
Mm-hmm.
Find ways that it works for the city, works for the citizens or the property owners.
So you're aware of the glitches and the holes and what the issues are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Council's approval to move forward.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We don't have an executive session tonight. It has been canceled, and I'll let Erica.
You want me to update real fast? Or?
Yes.
You want me to update everyone?
Sorry. Yes, please.
So Friday after 5 o'clock, this was put up, well, before 5 o'clock, this was put on the agenda in case the insurance didn't come through. They did send it to me about 5:30 Friday evening, and it was correct, and so they will be starting on Wednesday.
Okay.
Have you seen any other concerns with equipment or lead times or?
So there's five parts to it, and we have parts 1 and 2 in. Parts 3 should be here this week. Part 4 would be about 2 to 3 weeks. So, and 5 was a single pole.
Okay.
So I think there we go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Any other questions? Having no further business, we are adjourned.